This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Financial giant TIAA is shutting down its downtown Denver office and moving to Texas. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Executives announced the move in a letter to employees. The Denver office will close in July 2026. A company spokesperson said most workers will have the option to relocate to the new headquarters building in Frisco, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. The departure is another blow for downtown Denver, where nearly one-third of office space is sitting empty with the switch to remote work. City leaders are working on a plan for what to do with all the outdated office buildings, but converting them to other uses is expensive. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Attorneys defending former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters took aim at Dominion voting systems during Tuesday's testimony. While cross-examining a Dominion employee, defense attorney John Case repeatedly tried to bring up claims about election equipment, but was rebuffed.
Your machines have the capability to connect to the internet, don't they?
Objection relevant.
Sustained.
Is it true that the computers you supplied to Mesa County in 2021 were manufactured overseas in China?
Objection relevance.
Sustained.
The judge decided to keep the courtroom cameras turned away from the witness out of safety concerns. Peters faces 10 charges that include identity theft and influencing a public official. And Colorado voters can expect to see a very long ballot this November. Groups turned in signatures for 9 citizens' initiatives ahead of Monday's deadline. 3 have been approved, and 6 more are awaiting verification from the state. There are also 7 ballot questions from the state legislature. The issues covered range from abortion and big cat hunting to property taxes, criminal justice, and ranked choice voting. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.